allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Can I get an approval of the agendas presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes from the October 3rd, 2023 regular meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unfinished business, ordinance 1416, second reading, an ordinance amending chapter 4, article 1 in general, section 4 through 3, D, article 2, dogs, cats, rabbits, livestock, and fowl, sections 4 through 9, 4 through 11, A, B, D, 4 through 12, 4 through 15, 4 through 16, 4 through 17, A, C, 4 through 17.1, and 4 through 17.4, the code of the city of Buffalo, Wyoming, pertaining to animals and fowl. Can I get a motion to approve ordinance 1416 on its second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? On a new business, Tracy, Buffalo Trap and Ski Club, request for a variance to City Code 1626.1 noise for New Year's Eve shoot. There you go.
There's three.
Go that way.
Thank you.
We're just asking for a noise variance for New Year's morning, actually, I guess. The last 2 years, we started our trap shoot out there at 12:01 a.m. The two signatures there from the two houses closest to the trap club are the two that we've had the last couple of years. So, we've had 5 the first year. We had 12 last year, so let's grow a little bit.
Tracy, can you just kind of describe, once again, what you do that evening for the people that haven't heard?
So we shoot trap. We have lights that we shoot trap under out there. It's kind of a fun shoot. I modeled it after a shoot that took place in Lusk years and years ago that they shot as a Santa Claus shoot down there that they shot close to Christmas time. Mm-hmm. It was a fun shoot. Everybody shows up and shoots a little bit. And it's a way for some families. We had families from Claremont, families from Buffalo. We had a guy from Gillette, one guy from Rapid City came over last year and shot with us. So it's a way to... It's a way to celebrate New Year's, make a little noise.
Bring the New Year in with a bang.
That's right. That's exactly how I describe it. So,
weather doesn't matter, huh?
My rule is if we can get to the club, we'll shoot. The first year we done it, it was 19 below zero when we stepped on the line. Fine line between bravery and stupidity.
Chief Bissett, any...
Last year somebody did call and say that they were concerned they could hear gunshots. One of the officers came out and by the end of the night we had him shooting trap with us.
Can I get a motion to approve the request for variance to City Code 1626.1 noise for New Year's Eve shoot?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, shoot them up.
Thank you.
Lease agreement, Buffalo Golf Club, Inc. for Municipal Golf Course Liquor License. I think it's pretty standard, is that correct, Mr. Kerr?
Yes, it's the same as last year. We changed the dates to extend it for one more year.
Dennis, I have a question on the insurance liability. Is $500,000 enough? I don't know what they're going.
I'm not sure what they carry. It's a call, Adam. They probably carry more than that. We require that. And of course, the city has its own cost and coverage of $2 or $5 million on general liability.
Didn't seem, I mean, my homeowner's has, close to that.
Yeah, I was just
thinking that
we have that. I don't know that there's ever been a claim out there for liability for premises, but could have one.
I just want to clarify too that this is the to lease the liquor license.
Yeah.
It's not to lease the premises. That's a separate.
This is just the liquor.
This is just so they can use our liquor license.
Didn't you say in your message that you could do this for 2 years? And
there is a clause in here that it can be continued for a second year, and we had that, but there's some deadlines, and we've missed the deadline this time, so we have to do a new contract.
This time we did.
Yes.
So although it's for the liquor license, it still talks about the lease of the premises.
The lease of the liquor license.
It's for the clubhouse.
Yeah.
The building.
So then my next question was in 14 about major maintenance, $250. I mean, you can't fix anything for $250, so does that mean we fix everything? $250?
I'm sorry, I don't have the lease. I didn't bring me my copy.
Do you need a copy, counselor?
I'm concerned that we have the wrong one. I'm like going to everything I read didn't really talk about the liquor license. It talked more about the clubhouse.
It's just a lease agreement with
yeah.
the clubhouse.
Yeah.
I'm afraid we have kind of merged two, and I haven't read the one that's in front of you. Because we just realized that to lease them the liquor license is all we're leasing. And it's for $1,000.
Just that for other private businesses, the liquor renewal is $1,500, correct?
Yes, and they pay the renewal, but then they're leasing it from us. So they're
so it'd be $2,500 is exchanged for this lease.
Which paragraph were you referring to?
14.
14.
Second paragraph there.
I'm afraid my office provided you the wrong lease agreement, Dennis, to update. I think this one updates the lease for, and that's for the clubhouse. There's a separate lease that's just to lease the liquor license.
So can we continue this with the rate info next?
Yes. So what we're running up against is that renewal for their liquor license. They have to have a lease agreement that goes all the way through. But that will be before you guys at the November 21st council meeting, where you approve the liquor licenses. So we have until then to straighten out this lease agreement.
Okay. Let's do that.
And you'll send me that other.
That's right.
So we do both of them probably.
I think the other one is like a 5-year contract or a 10-year contract that we have renewed, so sorry about that.
Can I get a motion to continue the lease agreement with Buffalo?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? See you next meeting. Mr. Garrison, Buffalo Amateur Radio Clone, Mark. GMRS repeater update.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, thank you for allowing me to be here. My name is Robert Garrison. I'm a member of the Buffalo Amateur Radio Club with a K, because we like to bark. And that's what we talk on the radio. So we made a presentation to the Johnson County Commissioners in September, shortly after the fires in Maui. And also when we had the 911 outage. And some of it I've given you in this first pamphlet. I'm not going to go through it in detail unless you have questions. But, you know, what is an emergency? Well, for the county, it might be no power in the whole county. For a family, it might just be that I ran out of gas and I have a flat and my phone doesn't work. Or maybe I've got a medical emergency. And what can we do when other things don't work? I think all of us have experienced times when our phones are out of order. doesn't have to be dispatch, it could be us that couldn't call. Or maybe we're somewhere out in the county and phones don't work. I've been on three incidents where I've actually used my amateur radio to relay to 911 in various places of the state, from fatal accidents to just routine needs. And radio provides us a capability that we don't always have when we have major failures, whether it's the power grid going down locally or maybe across the nation, or the telephone, the cell towers. Different things go, a cable cut can take out the fiber optics. So one of the things that we've done is that we've made a presentation to the county commissioners, as I said, in September, and they graciously funded through Maryland College of Emergency Management the purchase of a GMRS repeater, a general mobile radio service device that allows radios such as these. This is an FRS radio for Councilman Madden. That's a family radio service. He said I needed to have a glossary. General Mobile Radio Service, GMRS. And these are just radios. There are actually a number of these around. I've been monitoring, scanning every frequency used by them, listening to hunters that are out talking about where'd that deer go, where's that elk, or I lost my bipod on my rifle, you know, important things. But, you know, fortunately, no one has had a situation where they've had an emergency where they can't get someone on the phone, or maybe they don't even have a phone service where they're at. So that might be something. There is actually a program. There's a page on here, a little piece, on B307 Aware. It was a effort or a project by the Wyoming Search and Rescue Council, the Wyoming Office of Homeland Security, and the individual county search and rescue teams to provide another avenue so that if an individual, an outdoorsman, is lost on a mountain or out in the red desert or wherever they might be, they could have a way of trying to find these people quicker by using the radio. So we get a lot of coverage on that. One of the things that we have is the short threefold brochure. It's called Neighborhood Radio Watch. It's been around in existence for about since 2019. And it's really designed to handle situations where individuals in a neighborhood. Now, Buffalo is small enough, we'd almost call this one neighborhood. But if you're in Los Angeles, there's multiple neighborhoods. And a lot of this was actually developed in California with the wildland fire initiatives that CAL FIRE has. But it's been implemented across the United States so that I live out close to the Bud Love. There's a dozen families. What if our power's out, our cell phones aren't working? They could reach me on one of these radios. We have a nurse that lives next to us, so we could get somebody to help while we're trying to get someone to get a message to emergency services in town. So it's ways that we can respond and work as neighborhoods and families to help one another. We don't know what the emergency is. We are not a replacement for 911. We're not a replacement for the ambulance service. But a lot of us can be the first on the scene to help. And so that's what we were trying to do. So that's the concept of the Neighborhood Radio Watch. And the idea of the repeater is these radios are good for 2 to 5 miles, maybe a little bit long, further distance. If I'm on top of a hill and I'm trying to talk to someone 5 miles away and they can kind of see that far, they can talk. We've put up this repeater and it's capable. We've tested it up to about 20 miles north of town on the interstate down, and we could go further. I just didn't want to drive any further to where traving changes from dirt to or paved to dirt. We got a good coverage almost everywhere in the city of Buffalo. We can actually receive it. The benefit of that repeater is that if the city is having an emergency or the county, we can actually go onto the repeater and make a broadcast saying, hey, good example, the Johnson County Fair and Rodeo Parade is starting in 10 minutes. Avoid town. You know, at least don't try to cross. And one of the things that BARC does is help with that. We help with the Klondike Rush, with Vigilant Guard that Maryland did. So we're very involved in emergency management functions. And so this was just an outgrowth from that to say, what could we do? and I hadn't briefed you on it. It's not really an update because you didn't get anything first. But we've been successful in getting it up. We had a radio repeater up in just about 3 weeks. We've had our first class. We donated radios or allowed radios to be used for the Wright Road. We've been doing just a lot of things in the community, and we're hearing and seeing things going. We've had great coverage by Sheridan Media, Bighorn Media, Buffalo Bulletin, some of the other places that we get word out and talking about this. So I just want to kind of give you a quick, brief overview. And if there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer it, but we just want to kind of put you into the loop of what we're doing.
Well, I appreciate you giving us a brief look at it, and appreciate the fact that you and your group are willing to step up and help in case of a disaster, an emergency, or some type of a communication failure with modern.
Well, thank you, and if there's anything we can do, you know, just give me a call, we'll get you information.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Reports, Mr. Kirby.
Nothing to report unless you had any questions. Gary. I don't have a whole lot to report. You guys kind of asked me to kind of give you the rundown on some of the city ordinances as far as codes for the house and cleanup. So I did get a call about a commercial business being ran on Bird Street. I did investigate. There was a lawn care company running out of a residential neighborhood, R1 neighborhood. And so I communicated to them and made sure that they knew that they cannot run a business out of a neighborhood like that. So then I then received two other complaints about a tree trimming service on Carrington that had a crane and a dump truck parked at their house. I investigated that. I did not see a crane or a dump truck. So there was one small flatbed trailer parked on the street up front. So I didn't do much further there. I also got a call for Pinnacle. There was a commercial lawn mowing service being ran out of a house on Pinnacle. I investigated that, and there was a couple push mowers on a trailer. So I didn't go any further with that one. So I guess, you know, the thing is, there's just it isn't allowed. You can't run a commercial business out of a residential neighborhood. So I'm treating everybody the same. If it's a high school kid with a lawnmower in the summertime, I'm not going to go knocking on doors here. I mean, some of these guys, people are getting vindictive and calling in other people. I look into it, but if it's not a nuisance, I mean, that's when I get calls, you know, every week from three or four neighbors saying this is going on. You know, I want to be fair to everybody, but there's difference in situations of what's going on as far as commercial business. So I guess just to say that as far as a commercial business, it can be ran out of the residential zone, so everybody knows, and we'll treat it that way. So other than that, building's still going pretty strong because of the weather. They're about filled up in by Baumgartner's. They're up in Shiloh. There are six houses going up right now up there. So, and then they'll be about wrapped up in that subdivision. So, still going pretty good as far as the building goes. Anybody have any questions?
I don't think so. Thanks, Terry.
Chief.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. I have just a couple incidents to report on from a week and a half ago. It started on Thursday the 5th with our accident on the mountain involving the Bent Knight truck. First, want to thank everybody that arrived. I think you used every entity in Buffalo and in Johnson County, from EMS, search and rescue, us, deputies. Kevin even came up to check to make sure that there was not any chemicals that got in the water that would affect our water supply. So to see Kevin there was great. And then he also helped me scale down a cliff to close off the trail so that we could shut down the Mosier Gulch Trail with the services that responded there so quickly and everybody working together. That gentleman that was ejected from the truck survived that accident. I think that had a lot to do with everybody working together in a very tough situation. So I wanted to say thank you to everybody there, our dispatchers. Everybody involved just did an amazing job. Shortly after that, as we came off the mountain, we assisted deputies with a call for a suicidal subject that was last seen going towards Mosier Gulch, where all RV resources were. So when we assisted the county with that, we were able to locate that subject. He was good. At that time, a call came out through dispatch that Campbell County had a pursuit coming our way. That subject had made some threats against law enforcement and to himself. That came into Johnson County, came out on Tipperary. Myself and investigator Kozacek assisted with that. We attempted to stop stick that vehicle. He eventually stopped, came out of the car, had a knife taped to his hand. I think I talked to that gentleman for 4 hours over the course of that standoff, and we were able to get him to eventually give up peacefully, and so that came to a great ending. Unfortunately, the next day on Friday, about a little before midnight, I received a phone call from dispatch saying that we had someone in town at the bridge on Main Street, and that he had a pistol and was threatening suicide. I immediately came in, got on the phone, got another dispatcher started, Nikki Ionelli. I think she went straight from her house to dispatch in her pajamas. That's how dedicated she was. One of our younger dispatchers, Kristen Clausen, took the initial call, did a phenomenal job. We had our EMS stage. I got there. The sheriff actually came on board. We had deputies. We had two troopers blocking traffic. We were able to contain that scene to downtown at the bridge. I took over some negotiations talking to him. Unfortunately, about an hour into our conversation, we were unable to talk him down, and he unfortunately passed away from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So another difficult situation for everybody that was there, but again, I rely heavily on the people that are around me, and everybody did a phenomenal job. Again, even like our city crew coming out for just a cleanup, it's not easy for anybody involved, but we did have our community safe. We had that scene contained where no one in the public was at harm. Unfortunately, we were very close to him because of the way the call came out. He called when our first officer, Officer Matthews, arrived. I mean, he popped out from Margo's within 10 feet of that officer. So kudos to Officer Matthews using being calm. The training kicked in. Officer Oswald contained the other end of that road to keep the public away until sufficient units could come. And nobody asked a question. I call for help. They come. I mean, the sheriff came. I called him at the home, let him know he was there helping me out. So just a difficult weekend, I think, for everybody. But that's kind of how that happened. And we immediately debriefed after that incident, including our dispatchers. Everybody that was involved in that call, one way or the other, we had a conversation right afterwards to discuss. And so we make sure that everybody involved is taken care of, you know, physically and mentally. So we have a lot of options out there for our officers and personnel that I strongly encourage them to use, and everybody's doing well with that. So that was the incident that occurred that night on Friday into Saturday morning. Great job with the EMS the other day. Showed up for the right across from the CJC. The gentlemen, they were doing yard work. You know, the mayor showed up, and we had an AED on him. We were able to shock him twice. We actually did use a couple of kits Narcan in case it was an overdose. Got him breathing again and got him to the hospital, and when we left, he's still alive. So just an amazing job. I think our community needs to know what amazing people that we have that are behind the scenes in our dispatch centers, our officers, our deputies, our EMS, our city workers, because they go above and beyond every single day. So that needs to just, I need everybody to know that. And then one of our officers responded just the other night for a double fatal out on the highway because 3 o'clock in the morning, the only person working is Buffalo PD and EMS on call. So Officer McCarter went out there, and unfortunately that ended up being a fatal there. So tough couple weeks in Buffalo, but we held our heads high. We'll continue to give you guys the best service that we can give you, and you guys are getting some great service. So with that, I'd love to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Just an update. Our guy that we shot twice, They took the breathing tubes out, and he got up and was walking around. So.
Sorry.
Amazing. Great work.
Kevin.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. So as you're well aware, the seasons, they are changing. So that being said, I'm happy to say that our construction projects are winding down. Erie and Delaware is paved and concreted. yeah, go check them out. They do got a little cleanup, I think, to do. Yeah, Brent can speak to that. So that's good. And we did had some damage on some curb up on Lucas. Actually, before we came here, we were just pouring that. So that's done. Weather held for that. And basically, that's there's a few little items here and there to do on the streets, but mostly done with that. And then our green waste containers, generally that contract runs to the end of October. We have extended it to the end of November. There's a lot of leaves on the trees yet, so that may be something that we need to look at as time goes on. And then just to remind you that on the 1st and 2nd, I'll be going down to Cheyenne to the SLED board to represent our projects that we put in for funding. So, with that being said, any questions?
I don't believe so. Thank you, Kevin.
And again, just to follow up with the chief, thank you for your and your crew's help with car wrecks and other incidences that don't typically fall under public works, but we do appreciate your help.
And just to follow up on that too, also, we did take precautions to divert the flow of water just because I didn't know what it was when I got the call from you. But come to find out, got up there, it was bentonite, so it's safe. There was no harm, but we went ahead and did it anyway just because we didn't know. To start with, so.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Brett, do you have anything?
Good evening, Mayor. I'll just add, here in Delaware, there's just some cleanup stuff. We got some concrete collars report for manholes and stuff that need to be raised up. So there'll be very minimal stuff. They got it hung around and paved it on Saturday, finished paving. So it was good to get done. And then we're kind of in the final stages of the push with YDOT for Main Street Waterline. City's involved in. So we're working with them on getting that done, and then Sunset will be moving forward to get that ready to bid this fall, so we can have it ready for next traffic cone season. And if you guys have any questions, be happy to answer.
Are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments. I only have one thing in oral written comments on ordinance 1416, second reading. I see on Facebook a lot of people are wanting me to let them know what this ordinance is about. Just a reminder, I'm not going to respond to city business on Facebook. You're more than welcome to come in. We'll get you a copy of the ordinance. You can stop down and talk to anybody. Give me a phone call, but I'm not going to respond on Facebook pertaining to city business. Anything else? No. Nope. Announcements. Planning and Zoning Board meeting October 24th at 1 p.m. Department head meeting November 7th at 7 a.m. City County meeting November 14th at 7 a.m. City Council meetings November 7th and 21st at 5 p.m. And city offices are closed November 10th, November 23rd, November 24th. You can't feed the turkeys, but you can eat them. Can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? With that, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I have a motion, I have a second.
Second.
Any further comment? Council? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good evening, everybody.